Today's Champion of Education is brought to you by Nordson Corporation, a vital self-renewing worldwide organization. Nordson Corporation helping build products the world uses every day. And today we thought we'd focus a little bit. We sometimes talk with the folks in the high school and the communities, but looking at Lorain County Community College, because I see up there that even though we're in the middle of winter, spring semester is starting soon, and here to talk about that, Dr. Marissa Vernon White, who's Vice President of Enrollment Management and Student Services. So spring is there, regardless of what the calendar says, right?
It's a misleading semester name, but yes, spring is here.
Well, I grew up in the time when my college had a quarter. It was a winter quarter. You know, you got through that, and then you look forward for spring. But semesters work a little differently. But January 18th is the start. So we're not too late to register. We still have time for that. What's the timeline for getting people into classes and ready to go?
Absolutely. We can take students, through this Saturday. We have Saturday appointments. Even that first day of classes, if somebody wants to take afternoon or evening classes, we can usually still make that work. And one of the nice things about LCCC is that we recognize that people's lives don't necessarily always line up with an academic calendar. So we also have sessions that run throughout our semesters as well. So if somebody isn't able to get here in time, or if they, thought maybe at a later date they would pick up a course or two, we generally have some things to work with them to get them started in spring, even if it is beyond January 18th. That being said, we want to see as many of our students as possible have their schedules secured by January 18th so we can welcome them and make sure that all of the support resources and everything are set up for them to have a really great semester.
With COVID, things change kind of weekly in a way. Where does the college stand in terms of students taking courses?
Mm-hmm. So we've exerted a lot of flexibility with our students because we realize that over the last 2 years, people's lives become disrupted in a number of different ways. It may be that the individual themselves get sick, or they have children whose school switches modality. And so we know that we need to be really flexible with our students. And what we have, the approach that we're taking for spring of 2022 is making sure that students can find courses that they feel comfortable with. So we have a wide variety of different types of courses that are in person, where somebody can have that classroom experience if they've been missing that, or if they really want to engage on a college campus again. We also have online courses that offer some flexibility for students to do work at times that work best for them. And then we also have a hybrid model, too, where there's two different ways that students can do that, where they can come onto campus for some of their courses and do some of it online. And we also have something that allows our students to engage online via live video, which many of our students have found that has been really beneficial, too. So there's a little bit of something for everybody, and we recognize that our students are managing a lot of different roles and juggling disruptions over the last 2 years, and are willing to work with them and help them succeed and make it to the finish line.
And I've got to think, too, a lot of student feedback played a factor here.
Absolutely. We've been asking our students all throughout the pandemic, actually, every semester when we put together our course schedule. We do that based on a number of student focus groups. We have actually put together surveys that students can fill out to tell us what exactly they're looking for. And we also really keep our thumb on the pulse of what students are sharing with our academic advisors, and often ask our students, it looks like you could pick up one extra course. What might you be looking for? And really building our schedule and monitoring it so that there really is something for everybody and that student needs are met.
Talking this morning with Marissa Vernon White, Vice President, Enrollment Management and Student Services. What is your job? What does that title allow you to do? What are the things that you're required for?
So I am LCCC's Chief Student Affairs Officer, which basically means that the large majority of my work is centered completely on the way that we serve our students. So enrollment management is managing the process, making it as easy as possible for students to access us. And the support services that we offer here are really, they're award-winning. Our students rave about the culture of care that's here on our campus. Things like our ARC, where students can access our food pantry, emergency aid, counseling. We have academic advisors who are on my team who are really wonderful in working with students on their career goals and really designing their next steps. So all of those different pieces that we do outside of the classroom here at LCCC, that's a big part of my role, is designing that with the students in mind.
Sometimes we don't think of with LCCC because it's not an on-campus type of thing, but you do keep kids on campus, and there are things that you do to make it sort of have that campus college atmosphere.
Absolutely. I would say that students, it doesn't take long before you fall in love with being part of our campus community, and it definitely becomes a more engaging experience when students are really plugged in. And we find a lot of different ways to make sure that that can happen, from internships, student organizations. Dr. Ballinger, our president, does student forums often where she gets to hear from students about what's going on, or we share updates. So this is a really engaging, vibrant place to be. And like I said, it doesn't take very long after plugging into LCCC to kind of make it your home and really make it your own. I would also say, too, that one of the nice things about being a student at LCCC is that everything is right here. We have a great relationship with many of our community partners and are able to offer some of their services or connect them to services right here in between students' classes, and really kind of save students time in accessing different services that are off campus as well.
The college prides itself in connecting students with the jobs of today and tomorrow. Can you tell us, any idea of what's hot now, what students are going after?
Absolutely. So when we look at the local economy, obviously our community-based services continue to be so important. Our first responders, social workers, counselors, teachers. And in addition to that is in Northeast Ohio, manufacturing, IT and professional services, and healthcare are the three fastest growing. And all of those look very different than they did in years past. So you'll see a lot of overlap in those. Manufacturing is not the manufacturing that our grandparents did. It's high tech, it's high design. Healthcare has a lot of IT embedded in it. Of course, we still need nurses, we still need therapists. So those are all things that are really, really wonderful bets for students who are thinking about making a career change or starting college right now.
Yeah, we learned about that applied science degree that was kind of for manufacturing that was kind of announced earlier or at the end of last year as well. So that creates a new buzz, and you probably get more people asking about that too.
Definitely. We're on the cutting edge of manufacturing in Northeast Ohio and what that really looks like moving forward. And like I said, it's certainly not the manufacturing that you may have heard about decades past. This is smart manufacturing. This is a lot of engineering and wonderful IT work that our students can really engage in the manufacturing sector as well.
And of course, the key a lot of times with Lorain County Community College is the affordability and how they can also transition into some of those different degrees. So there's that benefit, too.
That's absolutely right. It is our goal and responsibility to make sure that students that complete with us end up in those careers that are really going to be able to support themselves and their families or their future families. And we take that very seriously here and want to make sure that that they get the bang for their buck.